Hello, and welcome to the 20th episode of Song Doers. Since it's the 20th episode, I decided to travel back in time to 1920 to see what was going on. Oddly, I was transported from my home office to aboard an old-timey airplane. In almost a decade, there will be a stock market crash. In 141 years, the video game Vodka Girl will be released. If only these people knew what the future held, they'd start working on Vodka Girl now. Many people say that making a video game about a young girl who uses vodka to power her team of robot hockey players can't be done, but they said the same thing about air travel. And look at me now! The point is, everything can and will happen. So enjoy the ride! Episode 20, Vintage Vernon. In 2015, Vernon was a 20-year-old person from England, which is a country located on the left side of Europe, or the right side of Europe on silly maps. Like many a rebellious youth fellow, he firmly bought into the hype that older music used to be better. He believed it to be more real, more authentic. So he decided to only make music with old-timey musical equipment. Tape decks, dented microphones, moldy guitars, that kind of garbage. Vernon also only worked with elderly musicians who could barely hold their instruments. He adored the elderly and mimicked their long, strained breathing. He bought a large bag of Werther's Originals and taped them to the side of a cane he used but didn't need. Vernon only ate expired foods, and he threw up that expired food into an expired outhouse. An expired outhouse is an outhouse that is full. It's not a pretty picture, though to Vernon, it was the Mona Lisa. But in place of a wry smile, an overflowing waste hole. Everything was going great for Vernon, until one day, while attending a physical, his doctor realized that Vernon's lifestyle had aged him prematurely. Sure, Vernon was only 20 years old, but in his mind, and unfortunately his body, he was an old, stinky man. He left the doctor's office feeling sad and bought a bag of bread to feed the ducks. He qualified for the senior citizens discount on the bread, but it didn't cheer him up. It was just a reminder that he was actually old and barely saved any money because bread is, like, not that expensive, dude. As he sat on a park bench and fed the ducks, he saw something odd. An odd duck, if you will. A big, fully matured duck waddling around with a bunch of ducklings. The big duck and the ducklings were following a mother duck. It gave him one f***ing hell of a wacky idea. He thought maybe he could reverse his aging by doing young things that young people do. So he went back to the grocery store and bought yogurt in a tube. He went trick-or-treating. He wore primary colors and overalls. Occasionally, he shit his pants. When he returned to the doctor the following day, they couldn't believe it. He had aged 10 years backwards. That day, Vernon realized that he had the power to control his age by what he did. Today, Vernon ages himself up or down depending on what he needs to accomplish in the coming weeks and months. If there's a fancy dinner party coming up, he ages himself up by yelling at the radio. If his nephew wants to go to a water park, well, he ages himself down by talking loudly about sex on a bus. Enjoy Vernon's 2018 hit, LAN Party, a song about LAN parties which contains music and, if you listen closely, words too.
Have you heard? Have you heard the word? The internet's gone and died. It's a LAN party happening on a Saturday night, 'cause my router still works just fine. There's wires on the floor and a wet towel on the door from a shower that a friend just had. People are walking in and grooving to the beats, and nobody here smells bad. Anyone arriving with an odor is gonna have to bathe until it's no more. The bedroom where I've set Age of Empires up isn't used to having in it any stinky stuff. They're climbing in now through the window, so the shower they don't have to in-go. I'm telling you, they're never getting away with it tonight. Don't believe me, believe this night.
Oh, high score!
You're disqualified. You stink!
Ah!
The lesson that we should be taking away now from this story is that this LAN party could be gory. If something happens to you with a knife, I'm not to blame. I told you that you gotta be clean the game. Clean the game. Clean the game. If something happens to you with a knife, I'm not to blame. I told you that I've gone LAN party insane!
And that just about does it for another episode of Song Doers. Before we go, I have a bit of a confession to make. Vernon, the guy who the episode was about, well, he's kinda made up. I based him on a real person, Garth, who is Vernon's brother. All the stuff that I said happened to Vernon happened to Garth. I just like the name Vernon more. Now, you know, I hope you hate me because that's what I deserve. Okay, bye, baby. See you later.